Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
from another talent out of Toronto, Canada, we begin a new hour of a show that we call Neon Jazz with pianist, keyboardist, and composer Terry Parker with the 2017 song Summer City off her CD called In the Past. So she leads her own quartet and co-leads the Parker Abbott Trio with pianist Simon Abbott. Both of these groups play frequently in clubs in Toronto and feature all original music. She is also a member of several other bands, including Idiotech, Canada's finest Radiohead tribute band, and The Harms with singer-songwriter Carly Howell. As a composer, Terry actively writes for her own bands, and in 2015, she received a Toronto Arts Council grant to write new music for her quartet. And with all of these roles she juggles, she talked to Neon Jazz recently about how she does it.
You know, I wake up, the first thing I do is I practice. So I'm, you know, feeling right away that I'm identifying with being a musician and a piano player and a get to do some creative, you know, improvising at the piano. And then I kind of move on, and then I do sort of some more business type things where I'm on my email, and then I go to teach. So I feel like all those different roles that maybe people see me, and I'm also always kind of balancing all these personalities as well. And it's important to me that they are balanced.
Along with all the performing and recording, she is a primary piano teacher and owner of the Annex Academy of Music, offering students of all ages instruction on piano, guitar, drums, and voice. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs jazz in all its forms and sounds, from 18 and Vine in the heart of KC to the Gaslight Grill on the outskirts of Overland Park, Kansas, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a holiday turkey full of jazz with all the right stuffing. As a teacher and musician that knows what is going on in the world of jazz, I asked Terry how healthy she thought jazz was in 2017. And as we listen to her answer, let's have a listen to one of those vital heartbeats these days. This is jazz's biggest prodigy, 13-year-old Indonesian-born pianist Joey Alexander, with his take on Round Midnight live off the 2017 CD Joey Monk Live.
Musically, it's very healthy. There's so many amazing musicians out there doing all kinds of really interesting and different things, and there's room for people to do all kinds of things.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Terry Parker, jazz pianist and composer living in Toronto, Canada, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was Los Angeles-based freelance musician and tuba player Jim Self with the tune Nobody Else But Me off the 2017 CD Floating in Winter. So since 1974, Jim has worked for all the major Hollywood studios, performing on over 1,500 motion pictures and hundreds of television shows and records. His solos and major films include John Williams' score to the Jurassic Park, Home Alone, and most recently, Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens. But his real claim to fame is being the voice of the mothership from Steven Spielberg's 1977 classic, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We caught up with Jim recently, and he talked about that moment, as he does have a listen to the piece from the film.
One of the signature things in my career was I got to play the voice of the mothership in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Which is that five note bum 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 bum, and yeah. That was just a lark. I mean, my teacher Tommy Johnson was his John Williams tuba player at the time, and he was on a vacation. And I get this call to do this job. It ends up in a movie. It's just sort of been a signature part of my whole career. You know, everybody knows about it. It is probably, it's definitely the biggest tuba thing in any movie ever.
Along with performing, he is a published composer and arranger. He has over 60 titles for brass, string, and woodwind chamber music, and he is also quite a teacher. From a musician, composer, and educator, Jeremy Udden, this is the tune Up off the 2012 CD Folk Art, as we keep on giving you the jazz here on Neon Jazz.
Hi, this is Jim Self. I'm a jazz tuba player in Los Angeles. I'd like to recommend the Neon Jazz Show with Joe Dimino. He's presenting a lot of cool angles to the jazz world, and I'm honored to be part of it. Thank you.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are also neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just lucky so and so. If you should ask me the amount that's in my bank account, well, I'd have to admit that I'm slipping. Ooh, but that don't worry me, 'cause confidentially I've a dream that's really a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. Comes right down to it, I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
That was British-American singer and actress, best known as a member of the jazz vocal trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, Annie Ross, with the 1959 tune, I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, off the CD, A Gasser, and that she is. At the age of four, she won a token contract with MGM through a children's radio contest. From there, she moved with her aunt, Scottish-American singer and actress Ella Logan, to L.A., and her mother, father, and brother returned to Scotland. It was at the age of seven that she sang the Bonnie Banks' O' Loch Lomond and the Gang Follies in 38, and played Judy Garland's character sister in Presenting Lily Mars in 1943. And from there, a star was ready to soar. From a jazz legend, a guitar master, and one cool cat always, this is Kenny Burrell with the tune Terrace Theme off the 1965 LP Guitar Forms, as this hour of jazz just keeps on grooving here on Neon Jazz.
Hey, this is Dr. Arthur White, jazz saxophonist, composer, educator, and when you're not visiting my website, arthurwhitedma.com, you can definitely check out my friend Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was composer, arranger, educator, and touring saxophonist, the great Dr. Arthur White, with the tune Cyan. So he performs throughout the United States, but he keeps his home and roots firmly planted in the Midwest in Columbia, Missouri. And he performs as a full-time member of Kansas City's iconic Boulevard Big Band, St. Louis's Dave Dickey Big Band, and Merge with his original jazz quintet. He is also a frequent collaborator with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra and the Jim Winder Big Band. His debut album, recorded in August 2017, will be released on Christopher Burnett's Artist Recording Collective label, and we're all looking forward to it. So for 7 years, Dr. White was the director of jazz studies at the University of Missouri, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked him about who he would love to get into a time machine to witness live, and his answer was a cool twist. Have a listen.
Well, I'd rather go in the future and see what's happening. I'm more curious about some of the younger players. Of course, you know, it would be amazing to see, I think one of my heroes, strangely enough, is Art Blakey, as a, you know, one of the great timekeepers.
One of those moments in Dr. White's life that turned him on to jazz involved Bird. And as we listen to him talk about it, let's have a listen to Charlie Parker's My Old Flame.
So I'll say that and Charlie Parker, honestly. My high school band director, Sid Allison, gave me my first Charlie Parker record and said, listen to this. And it blew my mind. I was trying to play rock and roll at the time, and then I heard this record, and it was all over for me.
Thank you.
led by trumpeter and arranger Alex Abramovitz and his swingin' Kansas City jazz band. That was the tune Toot Toot Tootsie, Goodbye, as we get ready to do the same thing around here. So Alex formed this band back in 2008 with pianist Wayne Alexander as the Dynamic Jazz Duo. And over the years, this outfit has evolved into an award-winning band adhering to the history and heritage of Kansas City jazz, putting their unique spin on things, and it's worked. Our final waltz into the jazz comes via Andy Kirk and the 12 Clouds of Joy with his hit, Hey Lordy Mama, off the LP, The Definitive R&B Sessions 42 to 43. And this was one of those bands that Alex would have loved to have seen live. And as we go into this track, listen to his thoughts on it.
I think Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy would have been a band I really would have loved to have caught live in Kansas City, especially when he had Mary Lou Williams as their pianist and arranger. But there's no band in my listening that epitomizes that Kansas City riff style, that Kansas City bluesy style, like Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy.
So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude floating on many layers of cloud joy, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you. We always want to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
The man I love has left me behind. Hey, Lordy Mama, hey, Lordy Mama. The man I love has left me behind. If I don't find him soon, I'm afraid I'll lose my mind. Hey, Lordy Mama, he's got lots of kisses and money to spare. Yes, he's got that certain something leads me anywhere. Limited and I stood looking down. I couldn't stand to see my man leave this town. Ooh, we. Ooh, we. Ooh, we, baby, send him back to me. Papa, meet me in the bottom.
Neon Jazz.